Hello, you there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo, I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa, that's ridiculous. Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars hauling AIS insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. That's 800-756-3744.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. It's the only nationally syndicated video game show. I am Rick Tittle, coming to you from San Francisco, the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Nice to have you with us, wherever you are listening in this great land of ours, or so-so foreign lands. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call to be a part of the show. 1-800-878-7529. Just lost the music there. It's like a church. Anyway, it's live radio, 1-800-878-PLAY to get in. And this is, besides all these sports talk networks we are on, is all video games. So I don't make them. I wouldn't know how to make them. I'm a gamer just like you. I judge games on one criterion. Is it fun? If it's fun, we will play it. If it's not fun, we're not going to play it. It's basically down to that. So what's good, what's bad, what's ugly in your video game world? Let me know at the toll-free line. 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't write it down. Dial it up. 1-800-878-7529. Get you in and get you heard all over this great land of ours, this great land of Bulgaria. No, this great land of the USA, lower in Kintig, Alaska, Hawaii. We bleed into Canada and Mexico as well. Great to have you with us. Once again, 1-800-878-7529. Big shout out to our brave men and women listening both home and abroad on the American Forces Radio Network. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whatever force you are with. Thank you for keeping us and our allies safe. You stay safe. Hope we see you at home very, very soon. Other ways of listening to the programming, if you're not by a syndicated station, you can do a couple of apropos applications. The TuneIn Radio app, the iHeartRadio app, those will work. Also, the Stitcher app on your TV set, CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network, Channel 2, cable provider, 35 million homes. We also, on your TV set, well, I just said that. We are also on your Sirius XM dial, that's what I meant. The Dan Patrick channel, 211 in progress. You can get us there at any point. At sportsbyline.com, streaming along on the website. Any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com and SBNationLive. I'm going to give away a brand new game during the show, as I always do, and your calls. So I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Kelley Blue Book is the one-stop shop for pricing, fixing, selling, and instant cash offering. Instant Cash Offer is exactly what it sounds like. An official offer to buy or trade your car.
Woo-hoo!
Just enter your VIN or license plate. Answer a few questions about your car's history and what kind of condition it's in. In minutes, you'll receive an offer to sell or trade your car that you can be sure is fair. Then choose a dealer to purchase your car and schedule a time to meet. For all of the it's, KBB.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel, because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
The Video Game Review.
Tittle with you. We got Caroline poised like a jungle cat to put your call on the air if you'd like to participate. Questions, comments, or concerns on the video game world, neophytes, and hardcore gamers, everyone in between. Don't be shy. Dial me up. 1-800-878-PLAY. Does that work in America? Yeah, it works in America. That's where I am. America. 1-800-878-PLAY. You know, more and more as the video game world evolves and it becomes more ubiquitous. And, you know, I remember as a kid, since I'm almost 100, no, but as a kid, C.W. McCall said, by 1976, the bicentennial, there'll be a CB radio in every home in America. He predicted a citizens band, breaker one night. We got Smokey the Bear with the brown paper bags. It didn't happen, right? But video games keep growing, and especially, of course, with the NES when it came out, and it was supposed to be the, you know, the Super Famicom, as they called it in Japan, because it was the family computer. And you'd say, well, Mom and Dad, we should buy this because of the traditional gender roles. Dad, you could have all your schematics for your workbench, and Mom, you can have all your recipes on here. And they're like, what? And then the Nintendo Entertainment System. It's much more than just it was video games is what it was. But for me, it all changed when the Wii came out, because then I started talking to a lot of people much, much older than me who were like, can you give me one of them Wiis? Like, where'd you see that? We were on a cruise ship, or We were at the library. I think I went to the library. We were at the old folks' home. We love the bowling or whatever it was. And so now, and for quite some time, the video game industry makes more money than the motion picture industry. And that's just the way it is. The motion picture industry, they just want to make money. So they just keep putting out superhero movies because they make money. And it makes sense because that's what it is. It is a commercial enterprise. And they say if we do a Batman movie or a Spider-Man movie, it doesn't even matter if it's good. We're going to print money with it. And so they do. But so I sometimes have wondered what's the natural progression of video games. And as we have seen, it's cloud gaming. And there will be games as they come down where you don't need to have a fancy console. Like I still do not have my hands on a PS5. Because, and they came out in November of 2020. That is just about a year and a half ago. And the longest I have ever had to wait for a next-gen system was probably 2 or 3 weeks. Now, these are first-world problems, obviously, and I'm not crying about it, but it does suck. You know, look, if the pandemic, if we're still around after the pandemic, we can't complain, but we know what it did to the microchip industry, the silicon processor. And they're not hoarding PS5s and releasing them piecemeal like they do with diamonds. You know, the world is saturated with diamonds, or like oil, the world is saturated with oil. But if they just put it all out at once, then it would be useless. You got to leak it, literally. You got to leak it. And so I wonder what the next thing is going to be outside of cloud gaming. And interestingly enough, Sega has opened up on what they call their secretive super game initiative. And it looks to be encapsulating several games, and some of them will be in the cloud. But here's the thing that is going to change, and that's NFT, and not just NFT, but NFT technology. Now, NFTs are in their infancy right now, non-fungible items. What does the T stand for? Non-fungible stuff. That'd be an S, Rick. Token. Thank you, Caroline. Non-fungible token. And NFTs can be a highlight of someone dunking a basketball. They could be someone's arm that I remember a tennis player said, she said, you can get a temporary tattoo on my arm for a year. It can be a blood sample. It could be a painting. There's all sorts of weird things. And I don't even think collectors really know what an NFT is yet. So there were some people who were interviewing Sega Japan's recruitment website and explained that those who are qualifying under the Super Game banner, that all new projects must be, quote, multi-platform, global, multi-language development, simultaneous worldwide releases, and AAA titles. And in other words, they have to be global blockbusters. And this is from Tsuji Utsumi, who's the vice president of Sega in Japan. He said, Sega offers a wide range. This is from Eurogamer.net. Sega offers a wide range of game content, including hardware and arcade content, which is made possible by its diverse range of technologies. We have defined Super Game as the development of AAA titles that cross over Sega's comprehensive range of technologies, and we will aim to achieve this in our five-year plan. For example, in the past, people have played games were called gamers, but now watching games has become a culture in itself. And such people could no longer be called gamers. I think there is a great potential in the relationship between people who play and watch games. And we are thinking of creating new entertainment within these possibilities. And so this is all very nebulous right now, because whenever you talk to business executives, they talk about ramping up and onboarding and pivoting and priority strategy and all these things, you know, a strategic alliance, large scale, and a lot of catchphrases. And as someone who's worked in broadcasting over 30 years, usually meetings are just to justify people in suits' jobs, and they don't mean anything. But this means something, because when you think about Sega's mid to long-term strategy, which they just call a super game, global online community, they said IP utilization. And so Katsuyi Hisai, who's Sega's general manager, says that he's got 50 people that are already involved in the initial stages of Super Game, and they're hiring, getting it up to about 100. So as I mentioned, NFTs. The producer at Sega, Masayoshi Kikuchi, says gaming has a history of expansion through the connection of various cultures and technology. It is a natural extension for the future of gaming that will expand to involve new areas such as cloud gaming and NFT. We are also developing Super Game from the perspective of how far different games can be connected to each other. So, you know, these non-fungible tokens, this is supposed to be something that you have that no one else has. And I don't know what it's going to be. But you think about, you know, these micro purchases, and I want a new skin on my machine gun, or I want the new hat on my character. I have no idea what this could mean, but we will stand by. All right, we'll take a quick break. We will come on back. And if you'd like to get in, 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. This is the Video Game Review.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible.
Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Coming up in the next segment, I'll give away a brand new game, as I always do at 40 after the hour. It's 26 after the hour. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes right here on Sports Byline. Actually, in San Francisco, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes, you just say it's hella cold and there's hella traffic, and you'd be right. You can just do that. I was checking out IGN because Lego Star Wars, the Skywalker saga. This is a really cool game we were talking about the other day. But for the first time in franchise history, Lego Star Wars Skywalker saga incorporates character classes. And each character you unlock and play has an assigned class with unique abilities to use on levels in the open world. And it can be very advantageous to have access to a character in each class as early as possible. So you can go to the story unlock method, the cheat code method, or the DLC method, if you don't mind splashing out some money, and you can use the one that appeals to you the most. But the story unlock method, as you go through, and you'll see, you know, 2, Attack of the Clones, 4, A New Hope, 7, The Force Awakens. This is a strategy, unlocking the character classes as quickly as possible through just the unnatural unlocks. And this works because upon first booting up this game, you can choose to begin your journey at any of the trilogy's beginnings, 1, 4, or 7. And then jump in between. But of course, whichever way you decide to play, you're going to eventually unlock a character for every class. And even all the characters, if you're going for 100%. But the strategy to grant you the earliest access to every puzzle or interactive game element in the game, that's going to require playing the story kind of out of order. So what you want to do is begin with A New Hope, Episode 4, and do the first two missions, Boarding Party and Hunk of Junk. That'll get you 6 of the 9 classes. That'll get you a hero in Princess Leia, or Leia, if you like, Captain Antilles, an astromech droid, which would be R2-D2, Protocol droid, C-3PO, a Jedi, the old Ben Kenobi, scoundrel, Han Solo, villain, Luke and Han's stormtroopers' disguises. From there, you jump into Episode 7, The Force Awakens, play the first mission, which is called First Order of Business, to unlock the 7th of the 9 classes, a scavenger, that's Rey. And while you have acquired a scavenger in Rey, you can't use scavenger tools until you continue a little further in the story and complete the mission Scraps for Scraps inside the Crash Star Destroyer. And this will unlock the Net Launcher, Jetpack, and Breaker Blaster, which you are expected to have for any scavenger-based puzzle. But all that's left to do after Rey is then to unlock a bounty hunter and then a dark side character, which will require partial unlocks. In other words, you have to unlock them, then buy them with the studs from the characters menu. The fastest way to do that is to progress through the story of The Phantom Menace and Attack of the Clones. So for the dark side, complete the first 3 story missions of Episode 1, The Phantom Menace, which is called A Bigger Fish, and then the Boonta Eve Classic, and then Better Call Maul. Doing that will unlock Darth Maul, and that will cost you 200,000 studs. You can actually gold farm those studs by replaying A Bigger Fish two or three times, and it's not really gold farming because you're not doing it for money. You're just collecting studs. If you want a dark side character without paying the studs, then you have to complete the Chewbacca defense story in Episode 6, Return of the Jedi. And then last, the Bounty Hunter. Continue through the rest of Episode 1, The Phantom Menace, to unlock Episode 2, Attack of the Clones. And complete the first story mission of Attack of the Clones called A Wrestle with Wessel. And you'll unlock Sam Wessel, who costs 35,000 studs. And with that, all nine character classes are unlocked. So in free play, through levels or exploration of the open world galaxy, every puzzle and interactable object will be available to you. You just have to keep in mind that some of the collectibles will still be unobtainable until you get through that trilogy, such as the Coruscant Federal District and some side missions. You have to complete something else in the galaxy. But the other option is to use cheat codes to unlock specific characters. And I have them. Now, at the end of the show, I always give away a cheat code. And that's something you mail in, rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. You'll use that to win the game, by the way, coming up here in less than 10 minutes. But I have them here for the class if you want to cheat. For the Jedi, you can get Shock T by putting in the code VT1LFNH. Once again, VT1LFNH. For a Scoundrel, you can get Chewbacca at Wookiee, W-O-O-K-I-E-E. Bounty Hunter, Dengar, but OKV-7TLR. Once again, OKV-7TLR. A villain, you can get Tarkin. 3FC-PPVH. This is great radio. 3FC-PPVH. For the dark side, you can get Evader, W-R-O-S-H-Y-R. Once again, W-R-O-S-H-Y-R. And a protocol droid, you can get C-3PO at C-3P-Ho-Ho. Because it's the holiday one, C-3PHOHO. Now, the only classes that don't have a cheat code character are Scavenger and Astromech Droid. But if you start Episode 7, The Force Awakens, and complete the first story mission, First Order of Business, you'll unlock BB-8 and Rey. Just remember also to do Scraps for Scraps to unlock Rey's Scavenger tools. Now, the other method I said is the DLC method, which you got to buy character packs. When you buy a character pack, the characters included will be unlocked and available from the beginning of the game and will only be restricted for story reasons. In other words, why can't I use Chewbacca? He hasn't been born yet. Aha. Why can't I use Anakin? Same thing. Now, if you're dead set on unlocking the character classes with the DLC packs, this is the minimum you need to buy, which will cost about $9. Get Mandalorian Season 1 or 2. You get a Bounty Hunter Classic character pack. Will get you Jedi, Scoundrel, and Darkseid, and then Rogue One or Trooper pack will get you a villain. Now, the Mandalorian Season 1 or 2 are included, as they're the only ones to include Bounty Hunter characters. Similarly, the character pack is the only one to include a dark side character. So only the Rogue One or Trooper packs contain a villain, so you can pick the one you like best. But the hero class, you don't need to buy, because the first mission of every episode unlocks one for free. So then that leaves out Scavenger, Astromech, and Protocol Droids. So for Protocol and Astromech Droids, complete the boarding party. That's the first mission in Episode 4, A New Hope. That'll give you R2-D2 and C-3PO. And for a Scavenger class, start Episode 7, The Force Awakens, until you do the Scraps for Scraps tutorial mission, and you get Rey, you get her three Scavenger tools, which you will need. And while the Mandalorian Season 1 pack includes a Scavenger character in Queel, he's pretty much useless until you complete that scraps for scraps tutorial in episode 7. But you unlock Ray, who's a free scavenger character, which means you can buy the Mandalorian Season Pack 2 to the same effect. You got it? All right. Now, this is, you know, if you've never bought a Lego Star Wars game, this is the one. This is the one to get into. You know, it's funny. I was in a bookstore the other day and looking at all the Lego Star Wars books. And then it was pretty interesting, too, as hearing that Jerry West is very upset with HBO for the how they portray him as basically a giant maniac in Winning Time off that book. And then Kareem Abdul-Jabbar also chimed in, and he said, you know, comparing me to just one character is like comparing Harrison Ford to Han Solo from Lego Star Wars. So even Kareem, who I've had on the show, not this one, but another one. But anyway, even Kareem knows about Lego Star Wars at this point. But as I said, this the Skywalker saga really doesn't encapsulate it. This should be called Lego Star Wars, Everything You've Ever Wanted. Because that's what it really is. When you think about all the characters and all the episodes, and I just broke down how you can get all the classes as well. All right, we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we will give away a brand new game. And your calls at 1-800-878-7529 if you want to chime in. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-209-6124. 800-209-6124. 800-209-6124. That's 800-209-6124. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
The Video Game
Review. All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the program. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. What you got, what you get. It's 40 after the hour. That means it's time for me to clear my throat and give away a brand new game. The game I have here is MotoGP 22, and this game is published and developed by Milestone, and it just came out 3 days ago. It is for the PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Xbox Series S and X, the PC and the Switch. I have it here for the PS5. And the summary here, start your engines for MotoGP 22, which brings the 2022 official season and a new split-screen mode challenge to challenge your friends. Plus, live again all the emotions of the legendary 2009 season and its greatest riders too. Rated E for everyone, mild violence, use of alcohol, in-game purchases, users interact. And if you ever wanted motorcycle racing, I mean, this is not even close. This is as good as it gets. The graphics in this game are insane. The first person, the way you look at it too. And of course, MotoGP, these guys literally lean down and their knees touch. I mean, it's pretty exciting. Anyway, my question, and you just send the answer to Rick at sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer will win the game for the PS5. My question is this about motorcycle racing, or is this about racing World War I tanks? Once again, motorcycle racing or World War I tanks? Send your answer to Rick at sportsbyline.com.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding. I'm trying to give a game away. 1-800-878-PLAY. Get in and get heard. Now, I was talking, and by the way, we'll get to the new releases coming up here shortly. But I've been talking, yes, indeed, I've been walking, about the cloud. And the cloud is an important thing, to say the least, because this is how we're going to get a lot of our gaming. And Netflix has been betting big on gaming. And after announcing his intentions in the summer, it was back in July, they hired a lot of executives to significant jobs on to get this things going. And they released the mobile game like Stranger Things 1984. But Netflix is looking at content opportunities around video games from every direction. This is what a source told the Washington Post. Fake news. The platform's latest move now is to turn the show to video game pipeline on its head, announcing it's going to take popular tabletop games like Exploding Kittens and produce both a TV show and a mobile game. Now, as we've seen, video games get more prominent on streaming services. Like when you think about the TV show, like the Arcane animated series based on League of Legends, Netflix has also delved into third-party game development and original games. But the timeline for releasing games is nothing soon. But you might have heard lately that Netflix stock lost more than a third of its value on Wednesday after reporting its first quarterly loss in a decade. It said it lost 700,000 subscribers after pulling out of Russia. And so when people say, what are you doing about it? That's a lot to lose 700,000 subscribers. And of course, they pulled out of Russia as a punitive measure for the invasion of Ukraine, which I'm sure most people watching Netflix have nothing to do with it. But sometimes everybody just gets lumped in, unfortunately. It's just the way a world works. So Joost van Drunen, who's at the NYU Stern School of Business, said Netflix's wild entry into gaming was an indication that it needs to look beyond video streaming to keep its business humming. The announcement of a cross-category launch of Exploding Kittens shows Netflix's willingness to try new things, but it is not the type of release that is going to save the farm. Well, Netflix blames password sharing. We all do it. Don't act like you don't. High competition from what streaming services they're not now. Disney Plus, Hulu, Fubo, HBO Max. It goes on. Paramount Plus, Peacock. And so I think what they need to do, sharpish, is to get Squid Game 2 out there. Or for the people, I didn't watch Bridgerton. It's not my cup of tea, but I know that was huge. So the CEO of Netflix, Reed Hastings, said, we have been doing these small acquisitions to build up the know-how and also the creative chops to be able to play some really great games. Well, listen, Netflix has purchased three game studios. They got the mobile firm out of Texas called Boss Fight Entertainment. They also got Next Games in March. They're in Finland. And then in September, they got Night School Studio, which made the game Oxenfree. Next Games is the one that released Stranger Things Puzzle Tales. So the purchases come at a time when the gaming industry, of course, is buzzing with these merger deals, like Microsoft acquiring Activision Blizzard, $68.7 billion, and then Sony bought Bungie for $3.6 billion. Now you might say, well, that's a lot cheaper. Well, you're not getting as many studios or games from Activision Blizzard under that umbrella than you're getting from Bungie. But there are a lot of analysts predicting further consolidation in the gaming space. So within that kind of business ecosystem, Netflix is looking to build out a games business that can create some sort of synergy between what people watch and what people play. So they're trying to make video games like Castlevania, League of Legends, Dota, Cuphead, The Witcher into shows. And that's when Netflix branded a League of Legends spinoff game made by a third-party developer called Choice Provisions as a mobile game. So Netflix's plan is to stick with mobile games for now as it's putting its toe in the gaming pool. But, and I'm talking 50 mobile games by the end of this year. You can get Netflix's mobile games in the Apple iStore or Google Play Store, but you can only get them if you're a Netflix subscriber. So the Netflix app currently advertises its games alongside the TV shows and movies. And to pull up the games more readily, you just search for Stranger Things 1984, and it'll say, do you want to download it? It's right there. But part of Netflix's gaming strategy has included, I mentioned those key hires, Leanne Loom, the head of external games for Netflix. She came over in November from Riot Games, and she's going to produce and oversee all third-party publishing. They got Mike Verdue, the vice president of games. He led the VR division at Facebook. Before that, he was at EA, and Amir Rahimi, president of games at Scopely, and now working for Verdue under the Netflix umbrella. So the gaming division's adaptation of Exploding Kittens is going to come out very soon. And the if you don't know what it is, it's sort of, can I call it a Russian roulette formula of the original card game, draw a card and hope it's not an exploding kitten. So when developing the video game, new additions will include an hourglass timer or a card that lets you draw from the top or the bottom of the deck without showing what it is. This is coming from Elon Lee, who used to work at Xbox as a chief designer. They're paying through the nose to get all this stuff right now. But the Exploding Kittens TV series is an animated adult comedy produced by Mike Judge and Greg Daniels. You know, Mike Judge, you know about all his great comics and movies, and Greg Daniels, SNL writer and also a writer on The Office. And that's coming out in next year. It's about two cats that come to Earth. One is the God and one is the devil. Okay. So Netflix says there's an early glimmer of where we're trying to head with this announcement. So, I mean, listen, the question is, like what I would have for you is, while you're playing a video game, do you think to yourself, I wish this was a TV show? That's kind of what you have to ask yourself. You know, this, you could say this would be a whole lot more if this was a TV show. And I don't know if that ever occurs to me. I mean, maybe you could ask me, but usually it doesn't embody what you want. Like if you're playing Half-Life 2, right? And then someone said, hey, would you like this as a video game? I mean, as a movie or as a TV show? And you're like, sure. Will it look the same? Will it look right at all? I don't know. All right. We need to get to the new releases this week. And these are Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. And we will start off with, it is right here, Search and Research and Destroy. This is a shooter, I like the name, PC, PS4, PS5, Switch, Xbox. Dune Spice Wars. This is a strategy game on the PC. Timothy Chalamet. Galactic Civilizations 4, strategy game on the PC. The Serpent Rogue, action-adventure game, PC, PS5, Switch, Xbox. Zombie Army 4, Dead War, a shooter on the Switch. Also on the Switch and the PC, Abyss Memory, Fallen Angel. This is an adventure puzzle game. On the PS4, PC, PS5, Switch, Xbox. The Stanley Parable, Ultra Deluxe, an adventure game. Vampire the Masquerade. This is a battle royale F2P action game for the PC and PS5. Arise, a simple story, a platformer action game on the Switch. Bugsnax, Switch, Xbox, Xbox One. This is a first-person RPG. Cities VR for the Quest. It's a sim. Kaiju Wars, PC strategy game. Rico London, Xbox, Xbox One, crime shooter. Rogue Legacy, not Galaxy, Rogue Legacy 2, PC, Xbox, Xbox One. Sherlock Holmes, Chapter 1, PS4 adventure game. The House of the Dead, yep, they still make them, a shooter. PC, PS4, Stadia, Xbox One. Trigon, space story, PC adventure, roguelike. Libertalia, Winds of the Seas, a tabletop, and then Nintendo Switch Sports, bowling, golf, soccer, sports is there. All right. We will take a quick break and we will come on back with the cheat code. I'm Rick.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them. And it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had 2 or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that. Rick Tittle back with you, getting your back to your sports talk here in just a second, but closing out the show in our customary fashion with the cheat code request. Send them to rick@sportsbyline.com. That is something that Sammy has written in. Sammy writes in from Pendleton. All right. Is that Camp Pendleton? Are you Marine? Lip, rat, hurt, let. If you are, I bow down. Rick, Grand Theft Auto 5. I forgot the invincibility code. Well, that's just tough luck. No, I'll give it to you. Grand Theft Auto 5 for invincibility. And by the way, the invincibility is only for 5 minutes, but it's still invincibility. Right, X, right, left. This is for PS4, by the way. Sorry, start over. Right, X, right, left, right, R1, right, left, X, triangle. Once again, for the PS4, Grand Theft Auto 5, 5 minutes of invincibility, do this. Right, X, right, left, right, R1, right, left, X, triangle. there it is. Thanks for tuning into the Video Game Review. We'll be back next week with another edition of the show. I'm Rick Tittle. Until then, we'll see you on VGR.